Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Wednesday, and we're going to continue our discussion about kindness. And today I want to talk about just looking for kindness in the world and assuming that other people are kind. I think this is a great way to operate. One thing I've learned in my life, and that is if you focus and look for bad things, that's what you will come across. So if you watch the news every day and you watch some of the horrible things that happen in the world, and you naturally think that all people are bad and all these things happen that are so terrible, those you will be tuned into that. And that's the experience that you'll have in life. But if instead you tune into the positive things, you make the assumption that people are good and people are kind, not that they're bad and they're miserable. That is what you attract, and that is what you focus in on in your life. And I would also go as far to say is if you have people that aren't being as nice as they should be, maybe the initial assumption that you can have is maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they had a relative that just got diagnosed with a bad disease. You know, maybe they had a bad situation happen to them at work. At the very least, give them the benefit of the doubt. And then if they're going to be miserable people after that and they continue to be, let them be that way. Move on and get on with your life and do your own thing. But don't operate under the assumption that people are naturally miserable or naturally bad. And I think the other thought in this is the way you can bond with people. You look for ways by finding a common ground. And this happened to me years ago. I was in Thailand. And I ran into a couple from the U.S., and I hadn't seen anyone from the U.S. in a couple of days. And so we had absolutely nothing in common. We were from different parts of the country. I'm living in Florida. They're living in the Midwest. You know, I have kids. They don't. You know, we have none of the same interests at all. But the one commonality we had is that we were both from the United States, and that was it. And somehow we managed to hit it off, and it worked out. Now, if I were anywhere else, is this somebody I would seek out? Probably not. But then I ask myself why. And maybe that's not the right thing. You know, why can't I just be kind to everybody I come in contact with? And that's really what I strive to do. And again, I just make this point. If you look for kindness in the world, you'll find it. If you look for the bad in the world, you'll find that too. But tune into what you want to experience. That is where we need to focus. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's great to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I just ask that you give me the opportunity to be that person. And just commit to joining me. It's a few minutes a day. It doesn't cost you a thing. Just come every day. And the best time of day is the morning to get your day started. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the fact that kindness is infectious. But remember for today, look for the kindness in others. Assume others are good people and they're kind people. And operate under that assumption.